The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we're speaking with Mr. Srinjay Sengupta and Mr. Arun Raghu, who are the co-founders and directors of Travel.Earth, which is an international online travel publication that curates the full spectrum of travel. And Srinjay and Arun, how are you both doing today?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having us here.
Excellent. Good. Well, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate you taking the time. And I guess we'll start at the top. The first question here for Srinjay, tell us about Travel.Earth, you know, the website's history, your editorial mission, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, wonderful. So Arun and I have been doing business together for the past 10 years. We have an allied business in sport. And what happened was that over the past few years, as we've been doing our sports business, we've had the opportunity to work with many of our customers and take them on tours internationally centered around sporting events. That's how we actually got the hang of travel and that we started getting interested in the travel industry. What happened was that maybe about 2 or 3 years back, we said that we understood, as we took many of our customers, we understood that people travel for a variety of reasons. Some go for pleasure, some go because of business, some go because they want to learn something, some go because they just want to, you know, refresh themselves. And, you know, people use travel, you know, fundamentally for a variety of reasons to, in some way, enrich their own lives. That really started us thinking about having a business which is totally focused on travel. What also happened is that we realized that in this new age, in the digital world, especially with the younger generations, you know, many of them, of course, they would love to travel, but many of them also enrich their lives around travel through consuming content. Because even if they can't go to some place, they would love to know about a place. They'd love to know what that place offers. Maybe at some point in time, they would actually visit that place. But, you know, people have the opportunity to consume content in a variety of ways to enrich their own lives. And we married these two ideas together and we said, why don't we start a platform which is really going to provide content targeted at younger generations around travel, because we believe travel really enriches people's lives. That's how the idea of Travel Earth was born. We actually have a site. We have a YouTube channel. We are, of course, present in a number of social media platforms. We work with a number of content partners. And what we essentially do is provide both written and video content around travel. And that's really what we are trying to publicize. And that's really what we take to our users.
That's great stuff there. And I think you're really hitting on something there, because people are addicted to various social media sites like, you know, Instagram. Like the travel Instagram pages and profiles are just huge because people are so, like you said, consuming travel content, which is a great segue into my next question. So you do have a lot of awesome content on Travel Earth. How do you curate all of this great content? And maybe we'll throw this question to Arun.
Thank you, Matt. Before I get into this, I think first we need to understand who are the travelers today and what is their motivation, right? Travel in the early days were about going and, you know, ticking off the standard checklist. People just wanted to go to the standard city tour and the standard museums and other places out there. But today, traveler, the millennials, they go beyond that. For them, travel is about self-discovery. Travel is about indulging in the culture. Travel is about limit and kind of experiencing the adrenaline. So there are various motivations for today's traveler. And what is important is the fact that 50% fun is actually planning your holiday and actually doing it, right? Hence, people consume a lot of content to kind of research and get there. So, which is where we felt a real need of authentic content, which is a first-hand experience of people, travelers, bloggers, and stuff. So, what we have is like we have three sets of content curation that we do. One, obviously, we have an in-house team who travels and experiences these places in different forms and then kind of come back and write articles as well as put up videos. Second, we have tied up with pretty much the most heavy-hitting bloggers, travel bloggers across the country, as well as few of the influencers in the industry whose purpose or job is just to go experience and give a point of view. And third, we also encourage a lot of user-generated content. It could be anyone and everyone who would want to experience and express themselves. And using these three levers is how we curate content.
That's outstanding. Srinjay, anything else to add there before we move on?
No, absolutely not. That's or summarized it well.
That's great. Yeah, I totally get that. That makes a lot of sense. So you have the influencers that you're going after, the average person, and then kind of your own staff overall. So how does your overall business model work? Do you offer a lot of sponsored content? And just always curious about how online media sites actually let the business model work. I assume it's through the partnerships with influencers and all that good stuff. But I'll let you answer the question, Srinjay.
Yeah, now that's a very good question. I think most businesses, of course, are in business because they've got to make money and return money to their shareholders, etc. But I think, you know, in the initial stages and really a year-old company, I think the initial stages, this is all about, you know, doing it with a passion so that you actually get people to come and experience what you're all about. So right now, you know, we of course have a few revenue streams which are small, but right now our plan is really to get users. In the course of time, we do believe that there are three or four levers which will be important revenue levers for us. The first one is, as you rightly pointed out, it's going to be sponsored content. It might be sponsored videos, you know, where we expect to tie up with brands who have some interest in our user base. So that's number one. I think the second thing is that, you know, nowadays digital media also offer the opportunity for things as what we call as product placements. It's almost like sponsored content, but, you know, you don't necessarily have to, you know, have the whole video, the whole article about a particular product. You could have, you know, some of these placed strategically so that, you know, you can actually tie up with some of these brands. So they're related, but that's the other area. The third is that we would also in the course of time look at affiliate partnerships where, you know, we might recommend something and then, you know, there might be a transaction on some other site. It may be a possible area for us to earn revenues. The fourth is that many online media companies and offline media companies also extend their brand into doing events, which tend to be a bit more offline, if you will. They could be online events, but many of them could be offline events. It's because I have a user base which follows me. I can actually orchestrate events on the back of my brand and actually invite users to such events. As I said, it could be offline or online. And then there are many other such opportunities you can strike B2B partnerships with. But those are the three or four areas that we are looking at in terms of our business. I will stress though, Matt, that right now that is not something that we're looking at. We really want to first create visibility, trust, and regular usership from our user base before we actually start looking at leveraging some of these opportunities.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You're building the platform. You're building the audience first.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure a big part of that is your brand. You know, your website is travel.earth. You are a .earth domain name user, which is awesome. We love that. And why did you all choose to use a .earth domain name? And I'll throw this question out to both of you. But if Arun, if you want to go first, that would be great.
Well, Matt, this is our favorite question. We always wait for people to ask us this question. Why not .com, but why .earth? I think if you have noticed, a lot of people are traveling. I mean, a lot more people traveling out there each year. And while the boom is happening in the travel industry, one of the things that we strongly advocate is to travel responsibly. It's about responsible tourism, sustainability, conservation, and nothing better than .earth as a URL that depicts it, right? You're reflecting earth out there. So when we were thinking of a brand name, for us, the most important thing was, how do you have a simple yet effective brand name, right? At the end of the day, the brand is the most powerful tool. So we are about travel. So that's travel.earth, which stands for responsible tourism, conservation, sustainability. And I think that's the reason why we kind of chose .earth domain.
That's wonderful. Srinjay, anything else to add there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just that we do believe that on a daily basis, you know, when people think about our brand, it's not just that they think about travel. It's not just that they think about all the wonderful things that travel offers, but it also think about our brand. They think about our earth, which is where we live in, and this is all about sustainability. Absolutely. So I think the two words really go hand in hand and gives a very good, warm feeling about sustainability in our business. And that's really why we wanted to pick this name.
Perfect. Great. Thank you so much for that response there. And I know we talked about, you know, the future business model for Travel Earth, but I do have my question here, which I always ask anyway, and maybe there's more to add, but I'll throw it out. What does the future hold for Travel Earth?
you know, we got to look at it at two levels, right? Which is, you know, just as an organization, you know, what are we trying to do in the future? And one of the things that we really believe is that, you know, Arun touched upon this briefly in terms of content, which is that, you know, we actually write our own content. We, you know, also make sure that we get content from professionals. And we also, as Arun mentioned, get content from, you know, people who just want to write. It's either user-generated content, etc. I just want to build a bit on that, on the last bit, which is that one of the things that we do want to do is that we believe that travel, you know, it's a massive industry. A lot of people travel and a lot of people want to express themselves. And if I really think about, you know, a few years down the line, we'd really want anybody who actually travels to be able to express himself or herself about what that experience did to him or her. So it's not just about us writing content for somebody. For us, one of the big things is, you know, will we be able to reach out to tens of thousands of people and actually get them to express themselves and be able to actually share what are the wonderful things which happen to them while they travel? Because this is real people talking about real content. So therefore, we would love to say that in the future, we would want to democratize the ability to express yourself and to write content about the things that you've learned in travel. That's from an organization standpoint where we feel as a business. If I really look at more of the business side of us, you know, clearly there are, you know, as we keep expanding our user base, you know, currently most of our users are based in India. We do have a few, you know, viewers or users who are based outside India, but most are in India. But there are really two legs that we're going to build on. If and when we succeed, we want to, of course, expand our user base outside India. So we want to actually write content which appeals to and resonates with an international audience. That's number one. The second thing is, and slightly unrelated, but we do believe that over time, the opportunities that technology offers, you know, there are many, many opportunities that we can use to leverage technology to generate even more exciting content which will engage users. So we are actively looking at a few use cases around artificial intelligence, which is an area which we believe will be very important in engaging users going forward. So that's the other area that we're going to actively invest on. So I know it's a long answer, but I hope that kind of gives you an idea of where we're trying to go with travelers.
No, that was great, Srinjay. That was a wonderful answer there. And it certainly went beyond our initial question about the expansion of your business model. I think that vision is awesome and we fully support it. And I think we love it. So gentlemen, this has been a wonderful podcast. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
But what we would like to through your platform, what we would like to send a message out there to everyone who's listening is about traveling and traveling responsibly. And I hope people can come onto our platform and kind of consume content, understand the spirit and the motivation we have and what we want to push out there. And people can also follow and set the trend.
That's great. Wonderful. Srinjay, any parting shots, parting comments?
No, that's pretty much it. Please come to our platform and tell us what you guys think and tell us how to improve and help serve you better. It's the only other thing I would say.
For all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Mr. Srinjay Sengupta and Mr. Arun Raghu, who are both the co-founders and directors of Travel.Earth. And as you heard, Travel.Earth is a dynamic news site. It's an international online travel publication that curates the full spectrum of travel. And gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.